In lots of ways, the liturgy today sets up a parallel between the response of King Ahaz and then of Mary. Ahaz, the mighty at the very peak of his power, Ahaz who controls and commands a kingdom that's beginning to waver somewhat, but a kingdom that still is able to command significant tribute. A kingdom who is able to hold, you know, a significant area of the Holy Land. And so when the Lord comes through the person of the prophet Isaiah before Ahaz, and he says to Ahaz, ask the Lord for a sign. You know, from the heights of heaven to the depths of Sheol. So it's, you know, a sign that is immense, a sign that is huge, a sign that defies human categorization. It's as if the Lord is saying to King Ahaz, you know, dream big. Dream as vast as you possibly can. Dream to the extents of all of creation. And how does Ahaz respond? Ah, no, Lord, I can't put the Lord to the test. But the Lord has asked Ahaz to do this. The Lord has said to Ahaz, I want you to do this. How often does the Lord ask us to do incredible things? And we say, no, we couldn't possibly. And this false humility, this claim that, no, we won't actually put the Lord to the test. When God is saying to Ahaz, do this, dream, imagine, plan for this incredible future. And when Ahaz refuses, when Ahaz is not open to the power of God at work, then the Lord says, well, here is the sign that I will give you. And then we have the powerful prophecy that with Christian eyes, of course, we read as the foretelling of the birth of the Messiah. That a maiden, a young woman, in the Greek text it reads very clearly, a virgin will be with child, and she will conceive the one who will be mighty, who will be the Son of God. And so this is the fulfillment then of all of that hope, all of that dreaming, all of those longings. What if Ahaz had only taken the risk? If Ahaz had said yes to the Lord, if Ahaz had said, yes, I want to dream with you, I want to open myself to this possibility that God is opening to every single one of us. We fast forward 700 years to the time of the Roman occupation of Israel. A time when indeed it's a very fraught time. To conceive a child in that time was as good as being a death sentence. It's been said that in order to simply keep the population at that time stable, every single woman of childbearing age, which would be about the age of 14, had to give birth 5 times just to keep the population stable. So many mothers died in childbirth. So many children died as infants. That just to keep the population stable, every 14-year-old woman, if they made it to that age, had to have 5 pregnancies in order to be able to stabilize the population at 0 growth. So there was great fear around childbirth. In some ways, people understood that to conceive was almost a death sentence. And so it's in that context, in the context of this terrible political background, the terrible social and health background, that when Mary is visited by this angel, when the angel Gabriel comes to her and begins to explain that she is the one who is chosen, asking her to dream even bigger than King Ahaz had been invited to do. The contrast, of course, is that where Ahaz was not able to dream, where Ahaz was not able to open himself to the power of God at work, Mary, perhaps as that 14-year-old, is able to open herself so completely, so fully to the will of God at work in her, that indeed she is able to conceive the very life of God, the very Son of God within her womb. That her yes, her fiat, opens to us the possibility of salvation. And so it's right to celebrate this feast day of the Annunciation, indeed, even as a higher feast than the feast of Christmas, because Christmas, the birth of Jesus, is really simply the biological fulfillment of what happens on this day when our mother is able to say yes to God. Yes, despite her confusion. Yes, despite her fear. Yes, despite all of the anxiety that she would have been going through as an unwed mother. And yet, in the midst of all of that, she says that profound yes to God, inviting us to do the same. A yes so faithful, a yes so strong. The very life of God is born within her. The same life of God that God invites every one of us to say yes to. This feast day provides us with that opportunity to really open ourselves to the power of God at work in us, to open ourselves to say yes to the Lord in the same way.